Amateur Radio Newsline report number 1967 with a release date of Friday, July 10th, 2015, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Heightened recognition comes from radio amateurs in the days before field day. Some new QSOs make their mark aboard the International Space Station. Changes are coming on 160 meters. In Europe, young hams are packing for a one-week radio camp in Italy for amateurs. And the FCC seeks additional comments for new usage on lower and medium frequency bands. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1967, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, from Topeka, Kansas, here is Skeeter Nash, N5ASH. And from New Orleans, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Many of you listening are by now aware that Amateur Radio Newsline lost our co-founder, executive producer, lead news writer, and friend, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Bill became a silent key on June 11th after a series of health setbacks over the previous 6 months. For more than 37 years, Bill was at the helm of these news bulletins and led an all-volunteer team of amateur radio enthusiasts, many with a background in broadcasting, who were dedicated to distributing the latest news about the hobby and service of ham radio. Just days before his passing, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, and I shared a conference call with Bill to discuss the future of Newsline. I told Bill about an email I received from a ham who was very interested in volunteering to take on the task of writing each week's newscast script, something Bill had done almost exclusively since its inception as Westlink Amateur Radio News in September of 1977. After hearing her qualifications and background, Bill's words were, and I quote, "Hire her." So now, please join the entire Newsline staff in welcoming aboard Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, as our new lead news writer. Karen lives on Long Island, New York, and holds a general class ham license. As her QRZ.com profile says, she's a writer, editor, and an equestrian and wildlife rescuer. Now, we'll let Karen tell you more about herself.
Hello from New York. This is Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, and I'm a New York newspaper writer and editor and the newest member of the team here at Amateur Radio Newsline. I'm especially excited to be here because Newsline is a perfect combination of my work in the news business with all the best parts of radio. I got my ticket last year after waiting almost a lifetime to take the leap. But I'm so glad to be here. So while I'm catching up on all those years of missed QSOs, I'll also be looking for and writing about all those things that affect hams like you and me on and off the air. I can't wait to see what's ahead for all of us.
Thanks, Karen, and welcome to the Amateur Radio Newsline family. Now, with more of this week's news, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW. Don?
Amateur radio has just come off a very productive couple of weeks, culminating in Field Day, with recognition by local and national government. Governors in Alabama, Connecticut, Florida, Indiana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Washington State were joined by officials in various counties and cities around the nation honoring the hobby, with proclamations recognizing ham's public service and emergency response roles. At the same time, lawmakers on Capitol Hill were also turning a sharper focus on ham service in natural disasters, as Senator Roger Wicker, a Mississippi Republican, presented that chamber's equivalent of the Amateur Radio Parity Act already under consideration in the House of Representatives. The bipartisan bill, co-sponsored by Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, addresses the land use restrictions that often prohibit amateur radio antennas from being installed, especially in areas where homeowners associations exist, and set standards for neighborhood aesthetics. In sponsoring the bill, Wicker noted the role hams had played during Hurricane Katrina, which had left more conventional forms of communication disabled. The bill, which is now on the floor of the Senate, seeks to protect the rights of radio amateurs to install antennas and towers for communication.
In little more than a month, elementary school students in Bunker Hill, Indiana, will be experiencing the ultimate QSO. Sometime in August, they get to work the International Space Station. The students were chosen earlier this year for the program, which is known as Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. Maconaquai Elementary School was among those approved for the coveted DX, which will take shape as a 10-minute QSO on FM. The school district plans to provide a live feed to each of the school district's buildings, as well as make the contact available for listeners to hear online. As in years past, hams aboard the space station have been busy connecting with students this year, and recently completed a scheduled radio contact with Tulsa Community College in Oklahoma. On July 1st, students there connected with one of the Russian cosmonauts on board.
Amateur radio will gain primary status in part of the 160-meter band starting August 5th, following an action by the FCC that the agency said reflects an uptick in usage on the band. The FCC decision affects amateur use on the band's range between 1900 kHz and 2000 kHz. David Sumner, K1ZZ, CEO of the ARRL, said he expected hams would likely have to contend with radio buoys operating on 160 meters out of fishing vessels. But according to the FCC, the buoys are mostly low power and occupy a narrow portion of the band, and they're expected to have negligible effect on hams using those frequencies.
In Europe, 76 amateur radio operators from more than 22 nations in the International Amateur Radio Union are getting ready to share their youthful enthusiasm for the hobby with one another at the fifth session of YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. The Amateur Radio Summer Camp, which attracts hams under the age of 25 in Region 1 of the Radio Union, is taking place this year in Tuscany from July 18th through July 25th. Its host is Italy's official organization of radio amateurs, the ARI. The annual week-long event has been held in previous years in Finland, Estonia, and in Belgium in 2012, the year it made its debut. The program, which is a mix of educational and intercultural events, is expected to feature a presentation on PSK, a workshop on soldering cable connectors, and a session on how to build HF wire antennas. There will also be fox hunting and a contest with 70-centimeter handhelds. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the N9 MCS Repeater Group, serving Rockford, Illinois.
The FCC will continue to receive comments until August 31st on its proposal to establish amateur radio on low-frequency and medium-frequency bands. Although amateur radio would have secondary status on the new bands, it would mark the first time hams were permitted on those frequencies, which are identified as 2,200 meters on low frequency and 630 meters on medium frequencies. The LF band was previously allocated by the FCC, but the MF allocation is still in proposal status. For amateur radio to operate on either band, operational and technical rules must be added to Part 97. The frequencies are presently in use by utilities using power line carrier systems to control the power grid. The FCC contends that, based on experimental radio operations on those frequencies, particularly on the MF band, the two uses can coexist without interfering with one another. The FCC is seeking input on power limits, antenna height, and other relevant limitations that would apply to amateur radio users. The ARRL expects to file comments with the FCC. Others are asked to use the FCC electronic comment filing system and refer to ET docket number 15-99.
The International Amateur Radio Union's HF World Championship gets underway on Saturday, July 11th at 1200 UTC and challenges operators to contact as many amateurs as they can worldwide in as many ITU zones as possible, with a special emphasis on IARU Member Society HQ stations. The event concludes on Sunday, July 12th at 1200 UTC. Most activity will be on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters using CW and SSB. Find detailed information at ARRL.org/IARU-HF-Championship and at IARU.org/contests.html. Jean-Paul, HB9ARY, is working Mauritius as 3B8HC until July 25th. Activity will include some slow CW, but mainly SSB, on all HF bands from 80 to 6 meters. QSL via NI5DX Direct. You have until July 15th to work Tony, RT9T, who is active in Cyprus as 5B4ALB. QSL 5B4ALB only direct via RT9T. Until July 20th, Giuseppe, IK2YDJ, will be active from Rongo, Kenya, as 5Z4/IK2YDJ, working frequencies between 40 and 6 meters. QSL via his home call sign. A World War II special event commemorative station has been set up in Brazil by Ronaldo, PS7AB, and will continue through July 30th. Station PV70FEB celebrates the 70th anniversary of World War II. and honors the importance of peace. The special call sign also honors the Brazilian Expeditionary Force on Italy's battlefields and pays tribute to all others who participated in the war. Certificates will be sent in 2016 via email to all stations who complete contacts with at least 10 special event stations on SSB, digital, or CW. QSL via PS7AB, direct, including two USDs, by the Bureau, EQSL, or Logbook of the World. This week's DX News, courtesy of Ohio Penn DX Newsletter. With thanks to Allen Labs, AMSAT, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, the FCC, Southgate News, Youngsters on the Air, KSL-TV, the Tulsa World, eham.net, the Ohio Penn DX Newsletter, TwitTV, the Kokomo Tribune, and you, our listeners. Our email address for news tips and comments is arnewslinetips@gmail.com. More information is available at Amateur Radio's only official website, arnewsline.org. You can also write to us or support us at Amateur Radio Newsline, 28197 Robin Avenue, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. For now, with our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH in Topeka, Kansas.
And from New Orleans, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015. All rights are reserved.